Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I have to explain that?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Joining me today is Stephen Rue, CJ Gibson.
Oh, no, you gotta go this
way. I can go
first.
Any damn way I want to. I'm the host.
What's up?
So, Season of the Drifter is here, and today we're going to be talking about what we think of the new modes that are included with that particular expansion, The Reckoning, what we think of The Reckoning, and questions left lingering now that we've had some time to experience it. So let's get it right out of the way. I gotta say, I'm enjoying the mode, but I definitely have some critiques. I like this DLC overall more than Black Armory,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
But it seems pretty light right now.
Yeah.
Besides The Reckoning and Gambit Prime, there's
intentionally
not a ton to do. And it's also sort of not explained exceptionally well.
What part?
All of it.
Like what you have to do?
If you're not reading on Bungie.net, I went to where the Drifter was.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then my friends were like, oh, yeah, they moved him.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, you got to go do Gambit Prime once and win, and then you got to go back to the Drifter to get your weekly bounties. Oh, well, how do I get the armor? Well, you got to put him into the thing, and then you put him in there. And then
you had to go to Drifter first,
Reckoning.
I think, actually.
You go to the Drifter first, then you win,
then you
go back. It's so simple.
Prime. Yeah.
But no, none of that's really explained well.
I mean, Destiny's always had that flaw, but you're right.
Let me have my critiques.
All right,
and then
you
can counter my critiques afterwards.
Sitting here.
That's a small critique because overall I do like Gambit Prime, but the one issue I noticed with Gambit Prime, and I don't know if you feel this way, Steven, CJ, you got to play a bit. The actual boss fight you get to pretty quick, and then it lasts all eternity. It feels like it goes on too long. I'm exaggerating, of course.
Were you playing with a squad?
Yeah, I played with Teddy, Brian Malkowitz, and some other guy I've never met before.
All right.
He seemed nice.
Okay. For now.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you think? Yeah,
what
was the part that you felt? Let me ask this.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's done that way, or did you like it overall? Because it's not bad that it's like that, but.
Well, I think it just becomes a bit of a slog near the end, especially when you're facing another good team, because it's just this back and forth with invading and like, All right, well, they got their full health back. You invade. Yeah, I got 3 kills. All right, let's do it again. Yeah. Let's set up. And there were moments where that really, really pays off and has a really exciting moment.
Yeah.
There's mechanics that I've heard when you're playing with randos, like they shoot the immune thing for some reason.
Dude, I had the funniest moment yesterday where this guy didn't know, obviously, that you had to take down the witches first.
Yeah.
What are they called again? What is their
envoys?
They're envoys. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And it was so funny because once the primeval came up, he just totally activated his super, unloaded everything
like,
into the boss. No. Like, no, it's immune. But
and also the pool. If you don't touch the pool for the damage boost, you're like not doing anything.
That too. Yeah. Which is good. So, I'll go next. I don't know if you probably feel this way. Sorry. It's weird. I feel like they are taking a lot of feedback that Steven and I personally have said on the show.
Only our feedback.
Not only ours, but a number of times I've heard you say it more so than Destin or I.
Well, it's your fault.
It's Steven's fault. that there needed to be phases within the boss battle because it felt like you just would nuke the primeval and melt. Now, reading the comment section, people have often been 50-50 on this. Some people thought that we were right or that they wanted that, but then other people liked melting the boss.
Mm.
But there is definitely, again, a pro and con to it. Now, you're not digging it overall. Would you?
No. Overall, I actually like the expansion. You're getting a little bit of narrative. You're getting post letters in the postmaster for the first time, which is really That's really good.
Yeah.
I like that. I do like the mode. I like that you're sort of building up your tokens to get your armor set.
Yes.
And it'll kind of give you a reason to come back. I've been more enticed to sign on and do my dailies to rank up in Gambit because I'm also gaining light level slowly. And that's sort of like a passive benefit to doing this.
Yes. But now I was specifically talking about the actual boss fight in Gambit Prime. Do you like that better or the old way?
If it was shorter, I would like it. But because it takes so long to just kill the damn thing, it can be a little bit frustrating. And it's the health regain.
Yes.
Because
with
it's basically
invading.
Like you're resetting, then you're resetting, then you're resetting. And then finally you kill it or you lose.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're just like, I just don't care. I just want to go into the next round.
Yeah, but there's no next round, right? So I think
you go into the next game.
Oh, yeah, in the next game. Okay, so I think that this is good for a lot of reasons because I think it does –
we'll talk the Reckoning after that.
Okay, yeah. I think that it allows you to focus a little bit on invading while you're still having to do the PvE side of things at the same time, which I always felt was a little bit odd. The moat collecting part I thought was cool, but typically Gambit – as it was right now, felt very predictable. It's like,
can we talk about the Moat Collector Weekly Bounty? Oh my God.
Yeah.
5 moats for 1%.
Yeah.
Dudes.
Yeah, I know.
That's no.
Yeah. But
<That's>, meanwhile, Sentry is just like, oh, I did it.
Yeah.
Oops.
Well, I think, some of these, it was interesting to see with the Reckoning too, that them changing the burns like per day. So I think there is some like good quality of life things that they're anticipating people wanting to grind out and do this like for a while. But on the Primeval fight specifically, I think it's actually pretty good. However, I will say that it's definitely more of a competitive mode. It's something that requires way more team coordination. Mm-hmm. It requires a bunch of people talking and communicating when people are invading because that's happening often. And yeah, the mechanic of just like where to touch the pool of light, how far you are away. Also, did boss stomp damage like incredibly buffed? I don't know how many times I walked up to a boss and he stomps me and I'm dead in like the first or second stomp.
Honestly, I think that's the boss stomp thing kind of put me on tilt when I played for about 3 hours and I'm like, I'm having a good time. I'm like, let's figure out how to work a little bit better as a team. Boss stomp, wall hit, dead. I'm like, are you serious?
I know.
Cause like I activate super and then I die to that and it's incredibly frustrating.
Yeah. So I think they did buff that. Like they self buffed it. I didn't see any.
Hey
like,
Bungie, we all hate the boss stomp mechanic. Let's buff it.
Well, I think,
I don't think that's the case.
No, but I think it was done intentionally. So it's not, they nerf a lot of shotguns. There's a bunch of things.
Let's buff it.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
No, but I think this is definitely a competitive Gambit mode. Regular Gambit is still there. I appreciate that they didn't evolve regular Gambit and take it out of the rotation. I appreciate that this is a brand new thing that you can just play if you want to play it.
CJ, that's a nice fence you got there. Are you going to pick a side and say if you like it or don't like it?
Okay, no, I said overall, I think I like it when I'm playing with a team. It's not a mode that I would want to solo queue.
Yeah.
And if that's the situation that you're in, I personally don't think that you like Gambit Prime. If you were solo queuing that mode.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. Steven.
That's interesting because I've only solo queued Gambit Prime so far.
And you've done okay.
I've only lost like one or two games so far, but I've only solo queued. And the neat thing is like, you're right. All the feedback that we've given as a community, it seems like they've gone above and beyond to implement it. Mm-hmm. I really like that. I enjoy that you're not spending so long collecting the modes to summon the Primeval. Like Dustin said, the Primeval, you get to the Primeval super quick. I actually like how long the fight is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only critique I still have is
I'm listening.
There's so many invasions because the boss fight is so long.
Yeah.
It's so easy to wipe a team because you can see where they are constantly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I solo queue, I just invade every time.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to just wipe the other team because you know exactly where they are.
Just chill and wait.
Yeah. You know exactly where they are. And then there's the whole, Izanagi's burden.
Yeah.
Thing where you just one shot them constantly. But I wish they would implement the pulsing thing or something like that.
Yeah.
Because the invasion mechanic where you can see the names is way too strong. But as a solo player, like, once everyone understands, like, they have to kill the envoys and then the pool of light happens.
Yeah.
And they stand there. I didn't really have much trouble solo queuing.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting because there's two different, I think there's three different pools of light that you have to stand in. On the map we have currently, and we're recording this on Thursday, by the way, so we don't have.
Yeah, we're recording this Thursday. No TWAB for us, and whatever happens Friday, we don't have context for it yet. Gives us something to talk about next week, though, so stay tuned.
I believe there's three different pools of light areas on this map, And one of the pools of light, it's far away from the boss.
There's one like right next to him. There's one up on the platform, and then there's one on the other.
Yeah, it's like a triangle.
Side. Yeah.
One of the pools of lights are super far, so you have to use long range weapons. I kind of like how they're varying because
the one on the platform, would you say that's the furthest one?
Yeah, that's the further one.
Yeah.
Because before you was just tractor cannon, melting point, just nuke them with shotguns and supers and stuff like that. So it's forcing you to change combat differently, which I enjoy. The thing, and I think this is just because it's a week one thing. I played so much Gambit before this season. I think I reset my rank 6 or 7 times. I'm just kind of burned out of Gambit, to be honest. And this, I prefer Gambit Prime over the older Gambit.
Dude, but I went back and played standard Gambit, by the way, Steven. I'm good with Gambit Prime.
I like Gambit Prime. It's more intense. It's one round. I feel like everyone's focusing more because it's one round.
Yeah.
But I'm just a little burned out of Gambit right now. But the Reckoning is super fun. I can already see.
Oh, wait. I want to save the Reckoning.
No, I'm not going to go into it. I'm just saying right now, it's weird because the Gambit Prime is the meat of the DLC, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm more interested in Reckoning, and I'm more interested in the
story.
The storyline.
Choosing.
Yeah. We're getting those, what's it called? The notes
from
Anor.
Postmaster.
Yeah. And I like those a lot.
I've tried to stay away from data mine stuff, but I can already tell like there's going to be really cool details. And once the the bounties of the Nine come out, where you have to choose between Vanguard and Drifter, I think that's what I'm going to gravitate toward. But I can see myself once I get the perks, it's going to change Gambit Prime drastically. Yeah. And I think that's where I'll be drawn to
Gambit more. This
and that's
week,
not for another few weeks.
Well, this week, like right now, if you were dumb like me and got a full set of like the base level gear, I just wanted to see it, you know?
Yeah.
You can only get max level 6 if you do a consumable. So like for Collector, that means you can rapidly pick up 5 motes and you get an overshield. That's Collector. Sorry. Anyway, there's a whole set of stat perks. I don't want to sit here and read them for the whole time, but we have them as reference right here.
Yeah.
It is cool, and it does get me excited. I went Reaper, and actually what I had the ability to do was basically high-value tracker damaging a high-value target where non-private evil ultra marks it and weakens it for allies. It wasn't as exciting as I thought it would be, so I'm excited to get that full set.
Yes.
And Steven, I'm sorry I cut you off. I really wanted to save it, but I really like the Reckoning.
Yeah.
The other side of it.
Yeah.
What was your final point about Gambit Prime? Where are you falling on it?
TLDR, Gambit Prime is better than the original version of Gambit. This DLC is better than Black Armory. I'm just burnt out on Gambit, which is why my satisfaction level, my enjoyment of Gambit Prime, because it just seems like a better version of what we already had.
Yeah.
So I'm a little burned out on Gambit.
Yeah.
So I cut you off. You're starting to talk Reckoning. Why do you like the Reckoning?
It's just a bleep show.
Like, right?
Yeah. You just go in there. I love how the elements rotate.
Yes.
So it's not like you have a set like God tier loadout because everyone, you can go in with whatever elements. It's super fun. You don't really need to coordinate. In tier one, you don't need to. We don't know what tier two and tier three is yet.
Yeah.
But you're just going in there killing things and they're super strong.
Yes. I was surprised by that. Like I said, the stomp and a bunch of things, like the enemy health.
And I'm super glad they didn't make this loop between Prime and Reckoning like a weekly thing.
Yeah.
You could just do it whenever you want.
Yeah.
If you want to feel like grinding it, do it over and over again. And I really enjoy that.
Yeah.
I also think it's very interesting that it's not like an activity you choose and you're just match made into it. It's kind of like a public space.
It's what I always wanted Escalation Protocol to be.
Yep.
It's like Escalation Protocol designed just for that.
Yes.
Which is interesting.
Go in and farm if you want to farm. And I really, really like that.
Yeah, it was good.
Another thing I was hoping for.
I do have a negative though. So I'll let you guys.
A thing I was hoping for, and I guess you can take this as a negative. If it was tied into Trials, because it's the Nine, I wish they would have brought back the old Trials gear.
Oh, just to have it in the loot pool.
In the loot pool with perks and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I never got a full set, I don't think. I think I'm missing like the arms or something.
If it has
to
do with the Nine, I mean.
Yeah, maybe they will. Because looking at the roadmap here, we have Invitation of the Nine and Reckoning Tier 3. So maybe that's the point where we actually get the armor reintroduced. That would be really good. And hopefully a new armor set alongside that.
Yeah. It was super cool to I was going to let you.
I want to hear what you want to say about the Reckoning though.
Well, it was cool just to go in and kind of see like the Emissary and like that whole vibe. Like just the process of, you're right, Destiny doesn't do a good job of explaining what's happening, but seeing the Trials logo in the world there, jumping into the portal. It does feel a little bit of all the best parts of all these little activities combined into one. Like, it was basically, help me out with the oven. What was the thing again?
The oven.
What was the thing?
Oh, the Dawning?
The Dawning. It was like that mechanic system.
111 Flounders.
Yeah, sorry. Thank you.
I will say though, that whole thing was extremely confusing to me at first.
It was.
Like, the oven?
Not the Dawning of this oven.
Yes, so that's actually my critique.
You get your synth. You have to put it into the oven.
You get your synth.
Turns into a weak mote.
And then you put the weak mote in there.
It just seems...
Yeah.
It's not explained.
As like people who
I know
are big Destiny fans, I was confused.
I know. Yeah. Me too. So
powering up your oven.
Yes.
Was not explained very well.
Yeah, I know. But see, some of the, so while that's a critique and I get that. That's fair. I think some of that is, again, they talk about the,
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, I know. Because
it's a friend game where you guys discover.
It is.
But if you're a solo player with no
apologist
friends.
Activate. Take it away.
No,
CJ.
Say that again. If you're a solo player without friends, no, everybody has at least one friend. And in this situation, whether or not you're playing with those friends is a different situation, because I think that Destiny does lend itself for you to go outside of the game, which is, again, maybe pro or con, to figure that stuff out. I personally enjoyed this. This was not a huge barrier to overcome,
How did you figure it out?
Teddy
explained it to me twice, and I just had to do it to sort of figure it out.
Yes, and that's fair, because he was with me as well, too.
I have no attention span, as you might tell, as I've interrupted many people.
I understand where you're coming from.
It's okay.
Part of Destiny is figuring stuff out with your friends. But when it's a barrier – well, it's not a barrier, but when it's like – not clear at all what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, but you of all people,
fair. That's not a pro.
But you of all people usually critique the fact that, like, Niobe Labs was like crazy, like nobody understood that, and then there was even like no hints in the game, and it was like guessing.
Well, they made a mistake.
Right. I would say we would all think that. But this was like, okay, there's a couple little things that at first it doesn't make sense, but then you kind of can sort it out, and then you're like, oh, that's kind of neat. Like,
no, I'm going to counter you on that.
All right, sure.
Dawning. I understood the oven automatically because it was handled and explained better.
So what was the oven doing that this didn't do?
It was just easy.
It was the same thing.
It's the same oven process, right?
Yeah.
But it's just convoluted in the way that you do it. You put in a token,
Dawning.
A thing, you clear the reckoning, then you come back, then you get to put it back in the oven, then you get a reward.
Yeah.
Like, that's the gist of it. Nowhere are you like given a little mission where that mechanic is explained.
And that's true.
I think that would have gone a long way. Just like tooltips even.
Yeah. I was waiting for like a chest to spawn in the environment. The fact that I had to go back up into
it's
the part where you like initially put the mode in, and that's where you collect the armor.
And also the icon didn't appear.
Right. Because you have to go up, and you wouldn't know to do that.
I was standing there, and it still didn't appear. So Teddy just had to say it should be there. So just on a guess, I hit the button.
It's not the biggest deal, but bottom line, it's not clear, and that's not a pro.
And that's fair. I'm not discounting all those things. I have those same complaints. I often do wonder if some of it is left ambiguous for a reason. But having said that, not picking up. Like, it should have just been a chest. A chest should just appear at the end.
That would have been great.
And then you just pick up your armor, or just falls into the UI.
The thing that Destiny thrives in is when you're talking about like, oh, should I infuse this armor? And then your friend goes, no, you should wait onto it because of this, this, this. When it's like, how do I do this?
Yeah.
That's not a pro.
Yeah. And that's true. And I had the same issue when I actually got the armor, even after I picked it up.
Did you get a set also of the tier one or the blue set?
I just did one or two because I didn't want to waste them.
Right.
At that point in time,
you want them for Friday.
I'm not going to be able to, if I end up playing more. But I didn't know.
Uh-oh.
No, my point is when. I didn't actually, when I got the armor set, when my Postmaster was full, it didn't drop. So I didn't realize that. This might be a glitch. I don't know if this is legit or not. Maybe somebody can confirm this. I didn't actually see it fall on my screen when I opened it up. I actually had to go to the Postmaster. It didn't say sent to Postmaster.
Really?
So I didn't know I had anything. So I was like, oh, interesting. And then it was in the Postmaster.
I got one duplicate.
Exactly. I know Steven knows. I have 9 slots all full. And that's my own problem. But I love the send to Postmaster for that reason. Because in Destiny 1, I don't know how many times I beat Aetheon. And I was like, I didn't get anything. And then Vex was sitting in my Postmaster.
Yeah.
I like the armor set. I only got one duplicate when I was actually just doing the tier 1. It's not the glowy set. That's going to come this Friday.
Yeah.
it's inspired me to do my dailies because I do want to get that cool looking set just cosmetically.
Yeah.
It looks cool. And the fact that it has stat bonuses, I really wish that my level one set could be upgraded because I'm just like, I have some good rolls on some of that armor. I'm like, why can't I upgrade this? Maybe that mechanic's coming, but
no, I mean, I would say
it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. I mean, so we don't know. I would say that the tier two and tier three, there's a conversation about like, you know, gating that or how that works and why again there too. But I don't know if it will work like, oh, you got this and now you can upgrade your current set. I don't think so. Like, I don't know how it's going to work.
I don't either. Another critique that I just thought of, with this DLC, this is the first, well, not the first, but this is a DLC where there really is no, to me at least, there is no point in getting to 700.
Yeah, because there's no before raid.
Probably for the tier two and tier three reckoning, but there's really not a rush.
See, that's the difference. When Forsaken came out, when
Push for the Raid,
when Scourge came out, I knew that there was an end game activity, aka raid, or during House of Wolves, trials. I wanted to hit max light as fast as humanly possible.
Yeah.
And I grinded so hard to do it. I don't really have that incentive anymore because what is the end game that I'm going for?
Nothing.
Yeah.
There really isn't.
Reckoning, Iron Banner, like, I don't.
But those don't affect it.
No.
Honestly, I'm playing very casual on my Titan. I did all my dailies, and I have all the weeklies to do. I think I popped the raid weekly, and that's about it. So I have a lot of other activities that I could still partake in. There's new gear to chase, like the Vanguard thing for doing 20 Nightfalls. I'm really, really stoked to get that, actually.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because it's basically – it's I can't remember what it's called now.
Nice.
But I really want that gun.
Episode 202.
And it looks
bound to happen sometime. And spit water all over myself for the audio listeners.
And it looks like a cool weapon. I don't remember what I was going to say now.
I mean, it's day three of a new new DLC. I cannot wait for the quest for the Vanguard and Drifter quest.
So there I think is your supplement. I hear what you're saying on the urgency to climb for power. Yeah, without trials, without these other activities that are power related requirements to do, power does feel like a bit of a add on. And I hope that, and it even from the letters, like you said, the drop.
The letters are cool.
Postmaster letters are cool. And that
they're better than the last word letters.
Absolutely. And I think that is potentially going to hopefully be a weekend thing with Xur and the bounties and how that works out that we that you gravitate towards and enjoy overall.
And so. I'm sure that's where all the cutscenes are too.
Yeah.
I think I accidentally interrupt you guys more when I'm excited about something. So consider it a good thing, Bungie, if you're watching.
No worries.
Sorry, CJ.
Used to it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sorry, guys.
You
accepted it.
Coming up on the roadmap, we also have March 8th, Reckoning, Tier 2, of course, and March 12th, Gambit Prime is going to be released, and Thorn.
Thorn. And there's Thorn new exotics. There's been new exotics dropping in the wild as well, too, and that we didn't know about. They didn't. I like that they didn't showcase any of them in the trailers.
Yeah. Which is awesome.
A bunch of exploration stuff, which is really cool.
Because there were no new exotics, full armor-wise, for Black Armory.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's cool to see the new maps coming down the pipeline, basically. I'm excited up until the 15th, where it says Invitations to the Nine and Reckoning Tier 3. I'm not sure what Arc Week is going to be.
Yeah.
It's just like Arc damage is ridiculous.
I meant to ask Lars and Lisa.
I know, but in the roadmap. I don't know if they would have told us.
Anything, and I really don't like the Revelry armor. It looks like my grandma's pajamas.
Basically. My grandma's pajamas.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that right? Grandma's pajamas.
Yeah, grandma's pajamas. So that's an event that's coming. I'm sorry, designer. But it just looks weird to me. Yeah. I don't know.
The Gambit stuff looks super cool. I
haven't found Gambit. I could see why we're going to get burnt out on it pretty quick.
Yeah, but I mean, so my thinking is this. I always feel like Destiny introduces things in subtle ways, and then we see it evolve later on. I do see bits of I'm terrible with these names today. What's the Halloween event again?
Best of the Lost.
Because I mix them up with year to year. When you go through the Infinite Forest, what's that? That was called what in the Halloween?
Haunted Forest?
Yes. Man. They take the Haunted Forest. They take the Dawning event. They take all these things, and they're basically reworking, like Escalation Protocol. They're reworking the best parts of each of those things, and they basically made that into what this DLC is. Like, there's little glimpses of every single one of those things in the Reckoning and Gambit, and that's good. I hope they lean more into that and actually bring some of those details to PvE and raids. and trials mm-hmm. if it comes back. Like the way that you implement these armor upgrades, it's everything. Like Sean's not around, but it's basically the transmog quote unquote system. It's not really, but it has some of that effect where you can mix and match different things.
It
and
will
potentially
be
still get the perks able to be if you are statting up at, like to a certain way.
It's well, not it's transmog.
It's not transmog at all.
But I mean,
you're grinding for a specific set for a specific activity.
Yes,
but you're doing the same thing in Black Armory.
Yeah, but with the way the random rolls are.
Weapon wise.
Yeah.
No, but you could get armor every week too, and you could be.
But that armor is the same as any other armor.
Right. Rare. And it doesn't actually help you in any other activity. So imagine if you did.
If there
did,
was a specific armor set for every activity. Yes. Yeah, that would be awesome.
That'd be cool, amazing. Right? You do like Reckoning, and then if you do it a certain way with a different synth, you could play Trials and have these abilities with a Trial Squad.
Say the team mm-hmm. CJ.
Sorry about that. And then you do like PvE, and then you get like, you know, activity things strike that help armor. You in strikes.
Yeah.
And then you mm-hmm. do the same thing for raids. Like it is one of those things I think it's really well done, and I hope they lean a little bit more into that for other game modes, and who knows if they'll do that in the future. But
yeah,
I totally agree. Is there a particular set that you guys are chasing? I'm going after Reaper. I don't particularly like collecting motes, and then secondarily, I am going after Collector because I know I'm not the best PvP guy. That's yeah. like a Steven or you know Teddy will do that, or Brian will do that, and they'll do fine. And I'll be like, you know what, I'm good at killing stuff.
Yeah,
I'm probably gonna go for Invader.
Yeah, I think Invader. What was the other one that gave special ammo?
That gave special ammo.
Yeah. But you get a lot of special ammo in the
Collector?
First place. Yeah, might have.
I think it's Collector.
Yeah, I think probably I would look, lean into, I think, Invader or Collector, actually.
Oh, no. Here we go. Pinata of Death, rapidly defeating multiple combatants, drops special ammo for allies. That's Reaper. That's the class I'd be.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I love that class because, like, I can support my teammates. It's why, like, Bloodhound and Apex reference, by the way.
Yeah.
Because I can help in a way, like, my skill set's not where Stevens is, obviously. But if I can still contribute in a team comp, that makes me feel good as a player because I'm helping out.
Absolutely. So Reaper and Invader. So Reaper, I think, for one of the things that, again, I will say maybe a bit of a negative, but not necessarily. It depends on your...
Shut up about Reaper, Steve. CJ.
No. Here's the thing. No, here's what's positive about Reaper is that that's the longer-lasting motes. Now, where I was going with this is the map in Gambit Prime is very big. Did you guys like that or did you not like that? Like, what was your feeling when you actually loaded in and played it and kind of started going like, okay, there's pros and cons?
Remember Oregon Trail?
I don't think the map in Gamma Prime is big.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
So I felt like it was a little bit overwhelmingly big. I think a combination
Overwhelmingly big. Are you sure that's the right word you want to use?
I think if you get more.
Oh, it's all the way over there.
If you put.
I'm overwhelmed.
No, if you put more time into it, I think you'll change your mind.
That's how I feel about the boss fight.
I honestly think it's. It's definitely smaller than the one on in the Dreaming City.
Yeah.
And I think it might even be smaller than the one.
But the location points feel a little bit further away. Like they're behind things that are not direct line of sight. Like the Dreaming City one, you have line of sight to everything.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, my biggest complaint was that when you're firing a sniper and then you're long range trying to do these things, if you don't have Reaper,
I'm sorry,
that's all right. I don't know what you're like about.
They're behind things.
No,
but go to them.
No, I'm serious. I think that this will be something that if you look at the best Gambit maps, in my opinion, I think that the Earth one is right because everything's a little bit closer together.
I think when they're designing those maps, they had that. They did that on purpose because with the other maps, you've spawned in with a sniper.
Absolutely.
It's for cover for when baddies spawn. Yeah.
The primary ammo or the special ammo system being able to be picked, like you can pick that right off the bat. Anyways, all I'm saying is that Reaper thing, the motes last longer. I don't know how many times I was running to other areas and motes were disappearing because I was playing enemies a little bit longer range because of the size of the map. But not necessarily a bad thing, but it did feel like the maps and some of the enemies were a very long ways away from the moat bank. And I know they put portals and like teleporters back and forth between, but
interesting.
It's a bummer. Like I don't get to try out that perk until this Friday when I get the better set. So you can actually consume your token. So I'm thinking we'll get to level 10.
Yeah.
And maybe when you consume a token, you get the other 5 points. To get to level 15, which major rewards defeating powerful enemies grants a temporary surge in grenade recharge rate.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't know if I need that. So I'll probably just be fine with level 10 for Reaper specifically.
Yeah.
But there are some other like top tier perks, like the ability to carry 20 motes and spawn a harder blocker.
Yeah, that's a cool
one. I think that's going to be clutch for the Collector class.
Yeah.
Light of the Defender, you and nearby allies are granted maximum resilience, mobility, and recovery while in Well of Light. Yeah. I think that's going to help you DPS the boss a lot faster and stop invaders, obviously. And invader, you can straight up steal the motes. That's going to entice the invader to go into the middle of the map, be a bigger target.
Yeah.
But reduce other teams.
So when I first read that perk, I was like, holy crap, that's really cool. And you can kind of abuse that with Sentinel if you put a bubble down.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
you get to the fight too quick.
But when you play, you have such little time in there, and you're picking off people from far away. I don't think that perk will ever see light of day.
I think it'll be less. It's interesting. Yeah, you're talking about those strategies. Yeah, the game is less about the strategy leading up to the boss fight. Then I think there's going to be bigger strategy once you're in the boss fight that we'll start to see its way into the game.
As an invader, you don't want to go.
Yeah, in close.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, if you're playing two similar level teams, you're going to get the primeval almost at the same amount of time, around the same amount of time. So it's like, I don't know. I thought that is definitely the weakest plus 15 for me.
So is there anything else that you guys are wondering about? Because for me, I'm still wondering where the cutscenes are. We've been teased with cutscenes. We know they're on the way.
All tied into those quests.
Into the weekly things.
Yeah. I think so too. And one negative is that all of this was just accessible from day one. You can pretty easily get into all of it. Mm-hmm. You can get into Reckoning fairly easy. You can get into Gambit Prime fairly
easy.
That's
negative?
No, that's a positive.
Okay, I think you said it's negative. Yeah.
It's good.
Yes.
And that's good because it's not hidden behind some garbage quest.
Yes.
Like it was with Black Armory. Every single thing you had to do in Black Armory was hidden behind some banal quest, and it drove. I hate doing Black Armory stuff because of that.
Yeah. The opening of the armories, I think, was, they said that on the show. That was a misstep, and they fixed even the power struggle to get there with these blue surge bounties and all the rest of that stuff. Yeah. That was good. Those are all really good quality of life things.
What about you guys? What are you thinking? Where are you landing with this content overall?
I mean, right now, because we don't know what all these weekend activities are going to be and all the rest of that stuff, I mean, it's hard to say. It's like day one of the roadmap, right? Mm-hmm. But I mean, personally, I wish there was exactly what we have for Gambit with some kind of element to PvP. I'm missing some PvP love. Now, I'm going to play comp a little bit because I didn't get a chance to get Not Forgotten last time. I got really high and then...
So, whoa.
I know, I'm going to play...
nice.
Yeah, nice, no, Dan. I got very. My score was. I don't even know how to say this.
Your kids don't watch.
You're just in this mode, yeah, exactly. I got close to 5,000, and then I didn't get it. But I'm going to do that sooner than later because there's an increased population now surged into the early part of the season. So,
how do you feel about that score change? Lose more when you lose, gain more when you win.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's there's a debate right now, I think, in the PvP space where it's like, if you're getting stomped by Not Forgotten Lunas and the idea is that, you know, you're not competitive enough to get them and then you're bringing them into quick play and wrecking people. I hear it's a crazy problem on console.
Well, answer that specific question, I like that change because overall, if you're winning, you're going to play comp less.
Yeah.
So it's less grindy.
Yeah.
But the way I think the community had a problem was is they implemented that change with the idea behind it being more accessible to every kind of player.
Yeah.
If you're losing in comp and now you're losing double the points.
Yeah. It hurts.
It's demoralizing. See how that's, it's demoralizing. I don't see how that's accessible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then again, I think with some of these other weapons that they introduced, just having to play versus it being locked behind 5,400 or 5,500.
I feel like everything I want to do in this DLC, I don't have to do a quest to do it it's not locked anything. Everything's accessible.
Do you guys know how much comp I've played since they,
absolutely zero.
Since launch? Exactly.
Have you really not even launched the playlist?
It's too long to get into matches. I get destroyed every match I get into. It is not enticing me whatsoever because the people I play with, they're pretty decent.
Yeah.
But it's just like I hop in there and I'm getting wrecked. Even if I go in there with randoms, it's really not an experience that
it's sweaty.
I'm going to put my time into.
It's sweaty. Like it is.
I commend you for doing it. And I'm just like, man, I don't think I'm ever going to get there. Like I'll wait for Destiny 3.
Yeah. It's definitely for PvP, elitists. And I hate saying that, where's Sean when we need him? Chomp, chomp, rip the dream. It's definitely, but I don't think he did it either.
Sean is
so it's weird.
The problem with comp is not that it's sweaty. It's that the modes in comp are not fun.
Right.
And also they take forever, man. Yeah,
especially on PC, the platform we're all on, the queue times are much longer than console.
Yeah.
Survival. Survival Countdown. I just don't think those are fun game modes in Destiny.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not drawn toward comp. Not because it's sweaty.
I know. If it was Clash and Control, I'd actually be okay. Oh, yeah, I wish it was those two, like, full time.
Yeah. And I honestly, the changes they did do to the PvP sandbox, they're great. There's no more skating in Titans anymore. Mm-hmm. Shotguns did see a little nerf, so.
Yeah.
You're going to see other guns go up.
No more Titan skating. Meanwhile, Glad's making a video about a hunter that can fly through the sky like an angel.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to do that in PvP. Canceled,
it's not says cool you. To see it.
Like, why would you do that in PvP? You kill yourself.
Yeah, but it is hilarious. Yeah. Like, watch it. I was like, whoa. Yeah.
Overall, I think the DLC is great. It's better than Black Armory. I think it'll get better as time goes on when we get access to those quests and Thorn and all that. Right now, since it is day 3, I'm burned out on Gambit, so I'm not as hyped for it.
Yeah.
But I'm super hyped for the Allegiance quest.
And you're also a progression guy, so you know that if you like grind in Gambit right now, you're not getting anything because Tier 3 is not available.
That's true.
So I know how your brain works, and I think that there's a lot of people who are going to be in that position as well.
I'm playing it to stack up the consumables because I know I'm going to want that armor set. Right. And that's the only reason I'm doing those daily bounties, which give you one, by the way, which is great.
Yeah.
They also put you into other activities. I'm actually really liking the light climb. Yeah. I don't feel pressured to do it, but I do have something that sort of passively chase as I'm playing the game. I'm like, man, I really having a good time with Destiny right now.
Yeah.
And it's because none of it is hidden behind a garbage quest line that doesn't really make any sense or tie into the narrative any further.
Yeah. And that's fair.
So I'm okay with it being light because it doesn't have those bad design decisions in
blocking you,
throwing in to make it feel like you got more.
And I think that now, you know, again, Black Armory was the introduction of this kind of new annualized, you know, drip feed or however we're calling it. Now with that, the expectation is set. I think it's a little bit easier to go into the second phase of what this is. Like,
well, if they open with Black Armory and they come out and this one's better, I'm like, all right, it's better.
Exactly.
I'm okay.
Yeah. No, it is. And I think, but it was interesting to have, Lars, Deej, and Lisa on last week because, you know, Lars was able to actually say, hey, this is from feedback that they, you know, heard from the community at the launch and the opening of Black Armory. Like, that's fair. Now at least it feels like they're able to implement that because that wasn't that long ago. So if a lot of these Gambit changes are from feedback like a month or so ago.
CJ, it was a million years ago.
Well, Gambit, whatever.
January.
But yeah, the Black Armory stuff.
It is
the intro.
Yeah. I mean, well, the thing in.
I'm just saying.
I'm just joking.
The main difference between Black Armory and Season of the Drifter is in Black Armory, you're doing a quest to get a gun.
Right.
And you're going to use that gun for all the other content that you already had.
Yeah.
In this season, you're doing Gambit, which is an activity, and you're doing Reckoning, which is an activity to get loot that you can use in other activities.
It's good.
That's cool.
That loop is good.
It's a good loop. Yeah.
And, small update about Black Armory, by the way. Now those notes for the lore that they just drop for playing all of the forges. Excellent update.
Excellent update. And as a huge lore fan, this season is phenomenal.
Getting the things in your Postmaster, I'm excited to sign in and read the lore things that
happened. There's a dialogue that Drifter says after you win a game of Gambit, he'll say something along the lines of, I was mad at you once you betrayed me. He's talking about Last Word. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But every time you win in such fashion, I get happy or something like that. So it's like he's leading up to something.
Right.
It's awesome.
Also, I actually killed Cade.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. No. But here's the thing. So that's the last thing. I know we got to go. What are you going to choose? Which side are you going to pick? Because I know
I have three characters.
But what side are you going to pick first then? What story, I guess, then, if you're going to lean into?
I have to play both.
But
if I had to choose
the loot,
I'd choose the Drifter. That one seems more.
Why?
Is the reward the story for you or the loot? Because for me, it's going to come down to loot.
Okay.
I hope both have a unique story and I can experience them all. But if I had to pick one first, of course, I'm going to pick the one with the best weapon.
Yeah.
Because I can experience that story.
You don't necessarily know what the final reward is.
I know. I'm
going to do all three reason.
So to me, that's the issue. I was talking to Arrow Knight, Cyborg, shout out to those guys, Destiny Reset guys. This is the issue. Like, to me, I think that I want to see the Drifter's side, but I think he's evil, and yet I'm going, well...
Yeah, I want to see that side.
Yeah, I want to see that side, but it goes against, like, the core of my... DNA,
no, of course more.
No, you guys,
I'm the
serious.
Vanguard side's all vanilla.
Exactly, but that's my point. It's vanilla.
Have you guys been reading the narrative previews,
though? Yes, all of them.
So, like, awesome. the Ikora and Zavala conversations that I've been having, or like the hints about like how they've been emotionally impacted by Cade is really, really cool to see.
Really
and
cool.
I think they're going to flesh out that emotional dynamic between those characters and how they're coping with a death.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, okay, I'm actually into that. Yeah. But Drifter's the coolest character in the game right now. So
what's super,
it's hard not to side
it is.
With him.
And dude, I did not like him at first. Like when we went to the Gambit preview at E3, I was like, dude, this guy's going to get annoying. He's going like, all right, and all those bounties. And
then he gets super dark.
But then
in the
he gets dark. Yeah, and I was like, awesome. At first I didn't like him in the context of Gambit, but then I'm like, I kind of like this guy. When he has those connections with you and you meet him in the tower and you're hanging out.
One of
like,
the notes that you get.
Change.
I think it's the second note that you get from Anor.
I haven't read it yet, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to spoil it to you right now.
It's the second. You get it after you win the game of Gambit.
Okay,
Prime.
That's fine.
He says.
No, you just get them every day, Steven, I think.
Is it every day?
Yeah, I've gotten three and it's been every day, every reset.
Okay. Well, then you have it and you can read it. It's not a spoiler. It's just you choosing to read it. He says the Drifter is more dangerous than any other baddie or hive god that we fought against because Anor can't walk down to where he is and shotgun him in the face.
Exactly.
And I thought that was awesome.
That was great. Yeah, like he's doing like so many seedy things in the background.
I think it's awesome. Sure. I'm excited for the season to evolve.
Yep, that's cool.
All right.
That was my way of ending the show.
Trials.
I think that's everything like we have to go over this week because we're going to be seeing more Friday. We have stuff coming next week, Tuesday at Reset. And yeah, I'm happy with what I've seen thus far.
Yeah.
I want to see it continue to develop from here.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I think there is one more thing that we should address. We've been getting asked a lot about this on social media.
Yep.
People are asking, are you guys going to go audio only? And the answer is no. We're in a unique position that the show is run by video producers.
Yep.
So if I have to record it on a cell phone, which I'm not going to do, but we'll use a proper camera. We'll record on a cell phone, and we might record a little later on Tuesdays. So the episode will air at its regular time.
The only difference for the viewers is I think we'll be in a different room, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So they are changing the studio up a little bit. So we are potentially going to be recording in a different location for a little bit. So we might be in a closet for a few weeks. But as they work on the new studio spaces, we're doing a lot of build out behind the scenes here right now. And that's kind of what's going on behind the scenes. So that's going to happen. And
The
other shows were built as audio shows that were sort of brought in the video. This was built as a video show that I just asked if I could put on the audio podcast forms, and they were like, sure, I guess, whatever.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I even have some photos. Maybe we'll throw them up here right now. Yeah, there's a lot of production stuff going in the background. Since I've been here
Is
at IGN.
Jim the Ronnie?
No, but he can put them in.
Throw it up, Ronnie.
Put them in, Ronnie. No, it's weird. Like, there's been a bunch of shows. There's been a bunch of, like, conversations about what we do in the studio and the space, because we always joke, even like, oh, you know, we got to go. It's a half hour. It's studio time. But yeah, like, I've been here for a few years now. We've talked about building these new studios to facilitate some of these new shows that we want to do. And they're actually starting to be built. So there's literally like chip rock and drywall and trusses and all the rest of that stuff going up there. So yeah, we're not sure what place we'll be in, but we'll still be in video form here in some capacity. And it's going to change. It's going to be a little bit fluctuating.
Thank you for asking. We love you guys. And I
also
love you
before
the
show ends. So. I have to say the words World of Warcraft for Sean.
There you go. And
ding, ding, ding.
Honorary.
World of Warcraft.
It's actually... Yeah, it's legit Sean's last day today. I'm going to miss that guy.
And Chump.
We all will.
There you go. Yep.
All right. Well, until next time, everybody, Guardians out.
Oh, Guardians out. Surprise me.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.